Good morning, everybody. Thank you all for coming out on a Sunday morning. I know time is short. Everybody has Baruch Hashem other simchas or chumash parties or holidays in the yonim, but I do appreciate everybody coming. I would like to thank Avi and Tammy Schwegel for always opening their home, opening their own. You know, the Zumi Chesed is very nice when someone does give their help or their house, but Zumi Chesed will bring it to another level, the way Avi and Tammy Schwegel do it, by calling me, offering me the house, by being in touch with me in the last couple of weeks on a daily basis, and being very calm and taught. And Avi, it was great working with you this last 2 weeks. I don't know how you have the time, but I give you a yeshu koyach. I wish you and your wife a simchus and nachas and good health. Your parents, Avi, to Mrs. Krauss is here, your shvigah, representing the other side of the family, and my dear neighbor, Malchim Moshe Bonham Krauss, just from the Sach Nachas, from you and Tammy and all the Kindler, Gesinta Hai. Of course, a great coverage that we all got this year, and you're here to hear of all on that tonight, Eli Glazer. So I just want to tell you one word about what a big helping hand is to the many people that are here to hear of all but don't know what a big helping hand is all about. When my son got sick over some, he came up with the idea, and he says, when he gets better, he says, I want to throw myself into more chesed in the world. And when the Glazer was, we decided to do something. There was a big rush in the neighborhood from his friends. There's some parents here of some of his friends. And we decided to do something that will do a chesed for Klal Yisrael, and this brought us some tremendous chesed for Klal Yisrael. But a little niche that we saw there was an opening. And the opening was Chas V'Chlila, Chas V'Shalom, Mizomet Vitzin, and some of his Mr. Young. We stepped in the first year to help the Mishpacha for up to 6 months of checks, just to get them back on their feet. And from that we grew, and through some dinners, and there was some money that came in Baruch Hashem, we decided to open up another division, which was possibly the largest in Klal Yisrael today, of making chasnas for the assignment. And we branched out from Queens. We're doing the entire country today. Anywhere that the Shomer Shabbos needs, if it's Miami, if it's Los Angeles, if it's Baltimore, and they need our help, and they contact us, we check it, and we help. And to this date, we've given out over $2 million in Klal Yisrael in 3-4 years, which of course, Gavala just got to the Shemaya. But I'll tell you a bigger fella. As the book always says, hospital fella. The hospital fella is that it's working on completely no overhead organization. So advice to every dollar that you give, every dollar that you tell us about or help someone help, Mamish called Truth is Mitzarev, that we are working with absolutely no overhead. All 25 volunteers, friends of Victor, other people who got involved, no haisas, no office, no expense, no salary, not a prusa is touched. Mamish, I can look in the eye and tell you, not a prusa is touched. And it's been an amazing ride, what we're trying to do, and what we've done in Chakai as well. There's some people here that have witnessed our aid. And all this hadracha could not have been without Rav Olbam. But Melech HaZahav Mashlita, besides being a very busy man with his shiurim, and he's not just the Rav of Shu Garden Hills and Chal Nachos Yitzchak, he's the Rav of the entire world. His fame and reputation branch out all across the states, across Eretz Yisrael, and other Makayim of Kedoshim, through his Shiurim, through his Shailus being asked, through his Sefer's Mitzvah Chen, through his speeches in the Chassidish circles, in the literature circles, in the Yeshivish circles, Shailus from different organizations that come to him, but he always makes time to answer the Shailus and gives us a bracha on a monthly basis, sometimes on a weekly basis, to a big helping hand. And of course, we have tremendous hakaras to tell him for that. And I've got a tremendous hakaras to tell Eretz Shavuos, the Shlomo Brother, that he came up to Muncie to speak. And without further ado, I go up on Shlomo.
First of all, praise from the Kuvar of Tanya. We send a Lana Brocha to Mr. Schwegel for opening their home so graciously on behalf of the Vigdus Helping Hand. And this is, the Schwegel family is not a Purim Chadushas for us. Keshe goes back many, many years as being the Spalim of his medish when they lived in Shoe Garden Hills. And I don't know about them, but we regretted when they moved. And the simple thing is that the opportunity to get together again is at least for nothing greater than for the Bar Mitzvah, that the Shaykh is to share this Shutzis. In this Choshu Bar Mitzvah, and Abrach is to them that the house should always be a Mokim, where they should preserve the Shad of Ishmael to continue the Avodah Sakredish in many, many ways, and Malashem, the Kumashal, the Zibun, the Toiva, the Simcha, the Naka, the Shefer, the Brukha, the Asuch, the Abiyah, the Gerev, the Sezna, the Menorah. Amen. The emphasis of Avigdah's helping hand is very unique in many, many ways, as you heard before, as Eli mentioned. But from my perspective, there's something very unique in the sense is, the truth is, I've already graduated, I don't really speak at parliament meetings, come on, very rarely. And Eli knows that. One of the exceptions is Avigdah's helping hand, especially 2 days before Shavuos or something like that. But Bederach Klal, whenever a speaker, at least in my experience, was asked to speak at a parlor meeting, at a breakfast, it's always to be aware of the people in terms of to bring out the virtues and the miles of the organization, that people recognize their acclimate and responsibility and open up their hearts regarding the organization. Here I was asked, no, don't talk about the organization. Before she would speak, Zivra, you say this. It's totally unrelated to Ben's wife, but equal to you would think the other one is here. Apparently, maybe it's not so unrelated. Maybe it's not getting success in the Atzlocha. It shows really the type of Yimbalat that are involved in the Rigas Helping Hand, Yerushimayim, and Bnei Torah. If that is another reason, or maybe one of the main reasons why it has been doing it for such Yatid Shemaya, to be able to make such a major contribution in Klal Yisrael. I think being this first, like a few days before the Yontif, maybe to have a simple idea of how to be able to be mekabel the Yontif of Shuas and the Kabbalah Tatera in the proper way, one of the Yonim that one might focus on. First of all, the Ramelech says, Eloshim Samachti Boimil Bibet Hashem Neileh. The Melech says, what gives me simcha is when I'm able to go to a Beis Hashem. If you think about those few simple words, who said that? These words were said by Dovid HaMelech, who, as the Melech of Israel, had the opportunity to avail himself of all Tanugei Olam Hazeh. To come ever be true, to do a tzach that he couldn't get. And yet the Melech says, what is it in fact that gives me simcha? What gives me simcha, he says, so machti boimim li Beis Hashem Melech. He had the opportunity to go to Beit Hashem, the attitude of the Yid, is to reach a Madregas that what is the definition of simcha in his life? The definition of simcha in one's life should be to be able to say, the simcha is, what is my enjoyment? Beit Hashem Neileh. When I have the opportunity, whatever I do during the day, but I'm looking forward to the opportunity, keep around this Medrash, the three, Banach, that should be my Mokim Simcha, that should really be my Nekudas of Simcha. That's really what I'm looking for. That's what I'm living for. And it shouldn't be surprising when many, many a Mashgiach and a Yeshiva may be quoted in a Rechaim HaKodesh that probably most of you heard, but there's one Nekudah that's overlooked. Rechaim HaKodesh says in Parashat Kisovoy, "V'samachto b'chol ha'toiv, ein toiv el ha'toiv." Rechaim HaKodesh, b'toiv d'vura, he tries to explain what does it mean, simchat ha'toiv. It's a master of a toy. What does that mean? I enjoy the toy. The Chaim HaKodesh says, Shimroya b'nayodon margishe. If people would be zoche to be margish, b'nzikis, v'haraybo, is toy ha-toyle, hoi mishtagim. It means that toyle has such an addictive quality. Toyle is able to provide such an immense simcha in a person's life, that if a person would be zoche to be toyim, to be margish, the end of the Gemetik is HaTorah, why are you mishtagim? The Ein Moi Kol Oilom Kuloi Kesa Bezov Nechshav Loim and Le'uma. Because the Simchat HaTorah outweighs everything that many have heard. But he says one more thing. Ki HaTorah Koyleles Kol HaTorah V'Shebi Oilom. Torah is Koyle Kol HaTorah V'Shebi Oilom. And I think this is something that when this Arachim HaKodesh is being transmitted, this Nekud is lost. And what he means is like this. When it comes to Tanuga Olam Hazeh, it comes to pleasures in Olam Hazeh, you'll notice almost all of the time, it means that you have to give up one thing in order to get something else. Very quickly, soon the summer season is upon us, and people who can afford it are looking for some sort of an exotic vacation. So they take some sort of a publication, the Machsov, and they see right away they are confronted, avalanche with all types of ads, competing for the attention of a person. Come here, come here. So he begins to read a particular ad. It is quite attractive. What's the sales pitch? Sales pitch is, the scenery is Mayerdik, the climate is Givaldik. Makes a few phone calls and say, listen, Givaldik is scenery, but the food is not that good. So the other page, he says, another ad. He's very attractive, and all of the milers, yes, the food is good, the recreation, five swimming pools, and the other stuff. You know what? But you can't, the weather is not dependable. So now he confronted Nebuchadnezzar, a terrible problem, advising this guy. What does he do? He doesn't know what to do. So ultimately, you have to make a decision, what's better for him? Is it weather, scenery, versus food, or what's going to happen? So ultimately, he's going to make a decision, as Kedai, oops, he gave mine dach, in order to receive something else, which is better. So he's going to get what's better, but he has to give up something. When a person makes a decision, to choose Torah over anything else, it's not a shot Torah, it's just a better decision. When you choose Torah, the type of Torah means you're not giving up anything. You know why? Because in Torah, link the type and yen is akochet. Ki ha Torah koilel es kol ha-toyim shebi-oilom. So the Chaim HaKun is not merely telling us that Torah is a better choice. Better choice means, yes, it's a better choice, means it's kedai to give up for Torah. No, you're not giving up. Which means in Torah, the type of Torah satisfies you and gives you all of the things that you thought you could have gotten someplace else. You get it in Torah and more. Where did you get it from? I believe push it. Because it says the Samachta of the Chol HaTorah, a Torah of the Torah, which means that Torah is the all-encompassing Torah. In Tanuga Oilam HaZeh, there's nothing that is. And we have to imagine ourselves when the Yontif is upon us, that hopefully we should be zeichet to be mekabel our chayim and zayir. The Poskim, of course, says, v'yishyatsu b'tachta zahar. And you notice, it doesn't say which mountain. It doesn't say. But what else? Of course, Har Sinai. But guess what? The immediate, next few words, the immediate, v'har Sinai osham kuloi. It says Har Sinai. That's why it does tell us the Har. V'yishyatsu b'tachta zahar, it doesn't say which mountain. And of course, we assume it's Har Sinai because that's where they were. But then immediately it says, Baha Sinai, the Torah does mention how Sinai was filled with smoke. Kondabal Asur, and it says, first of all, Adobe Nifle, and he says the following. Melamed, he says, Shetola Shahavnim Koimoy. What does it mean, Vashyapu Betach the Torah? I can be at the foot of the mountain, I can be under a mountain, literally. Right, so he's referring, even though he's not saying it, but he's referring to Pashas, the Gemara Shabbat, the Pechas. Melamed, Shekobalim, the Keshmor, the Harkin, the Yid. But listen, what happens? What happens when you're uprooted a mountain? You're underneath a mountain. What's underneath? You're uprooted a mountain. Well, you would explain either there's an excavation of some sort, or the whole would be some flat land. No. Malamed shetula gaharim in koimoy v'nazde kehar al gabahar. It was a mountain on top of a mountain. All of a sudden, you find out from the Balaturim that there were some two mountains. And Bahadvorintish and Beer, the Mashal, the Yaz, what kind of har al gabahar? Say the Mashal, when you're up on a mountain, you don't have a second har underneath. You're up on a mountain, you suspend the mountain. So underneath, you have a hole in the stomach. What do you mean, the Nazik har al gabahar? That's the Khmir, and it's not a Dovarovic. Well, the Chim is always the Kitta. The Yalkas Ravani says, and I say half of the film. The Yalkas Ravani says as follows. You know what happened by Mahmoud Hasinai? The book was back in history, says, you know, when there's a tremendous, tremendous celebration, it tries to invite Choshev people, Choshev dignitaries. We just say, they should be, they belong here, the part of the celebration. Says the author of Zenach, the book was back into history, which was the most, the greatest event that one can imagine prior to Matan Torah. The greatest Nisoyin, the Nisoyin of all the Nisoyinists, probably was the Nisoyin of the Akedah. Son of the Akedah, where was the Nisoyin of the Akedah? How am I real? The Yalkut Ravain and Oracle Shibaku did. He uprooted Halamariyo at the Masjid. He uprooted Halamariyo and he brought it to Har Sinai And Har Sinai, together with Har Maria Tzamna, should be there by the Mamad HaMitzvah by Matan Torah. In other words, if you're talking with the Balatur and they're telling us, Mamad Shetolash Es Hoshe. For Har, which is the Har? Which is the Har? How you do it? Before Har Sinai, the Har Maria. It's not to be doctors, but Har Sinai was in Kuma, Har Sinai was on the bottom, was doing what it had to do. That was the Har of Gabal Har. Question is, Abayisai, what was the purpose? I think this leads us into Hachonat the Kabbalah Tatayim and to Matan Torah. What was the purpose of bringing Hala Maria to the scene of Matan Torah? Stand there. If you only can Hala Maria to bring it down to the scene of Matan Torah. Hala Gimura Abayisai. Gimura says, Mishav the Sanhedrin, Tafsad the Gimura. Mai the Shiv Bahi Dovid the whole Drog of Maskil. So the Melech was the whole drug of Maskil. What does it mean? Melamed Shalufa Kemoisa Becholmokhe. So the Melech, if you think about the Melech being a Melech of Israel, you have a different picture in our minds what a king looks like. Imagine our minds. So the Melech, Rabbi Sai, being our poetic, Shalufa Kemoisa Becholmokhe. That the Melech is passing, then maybe others could have argued with him. But if you say Blab, Shalufa Blabdi Dovid HaMelech. Melamed Shalufa Kemoisa Becholmokhe. The Mishumelech is a sefer, and the Mishumelech called Prushas Druchen. And here the Kasha is the same who is the Gemara Darshan. Here is the Shabbos that's been involved. One of the Yonison, Koloime Duna Chuzza Ein Ala Toya. Whoever says that the Mishumelech was Toya, but the Master is Bashev is making it to it. That's Agav Agav. What do you mean Ein Ala Toya? Nish Nor Eret Toya. Look at Prushas. Koloime Duna Chuzza Toya. Ein Ala Toya. What does it mean? One says, I have all the Gevorah. Koloimer do the schute, nishna mach tatuus over here. It's all ashkute tatuus. It's all life is over here. Ein el es hoi in the cloud. To come to a maskun, at when el es hoi gewein, ishna du mach tatuus, push it mach tatuus. But ein el es hoi, that push it du complete. In my dashen, two separate things from one pushing. He learns how he died, and he said about the chayim sigit, in Pajat Tuma, he's a growing insult, and I think when you start with my Ta'ali, Shiva Bukh, and Mathala Ben Eitoyer, and Shkashil, what age one is, and some is going to tell you. The Chaim Akudi Shiz, Rabbi Tzai, is in Pajat Zayi. Chaim Akudi says as follows. Shemoy Vishamaz is called Advor and Moeva. The Chaim Akudi says, you have to realize, if the Boy Shom gave Kalish to Allah Tzayir, means he also gave you the ability to Allah Tzayir. Every Yid has the ability to learn Torah. Avada l'fiyah koi. Doesn't everybody have the same? But the Yid, the Fi, his Madrega, has the ability to learn Torah, who gives you the Seichel to learn Torah. If someone gave you a Torah, he shouldn't give you the Kelim, how's the Shaykh? When someone gave you a Torah, don't you give you a Torah, means he gave you the ability to learn Torah. Elamai, to the Chaim HaKudsa, how is it that many of us, or all of us, find so much difficulty learning a Sugya, it's problematic, this is the guy that has a shver, and many, many chalukim blocks to the shim, and there's difficulties. And many sukkis we never understand as much as we try. So why is that the difficulty in understanding Torah? The Chaim HaKudi says, Avoy Noisov, Shevodom, he says, because the Averis of the person create a Metzach HaMavdil. They create a Mechitza between the Ashpoz and Torah coming down in the Shemayim to the Mekabel on our end. Thank you.